Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation right here on KXCV Karen W. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is cabaret singer Jeff Harner, who will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska next weekend as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. His show is called Because of You, 50s Gold. Jeff, based on everything I've read about you before this interview, your career, at least in my mind, has been built on 50s and 60s music. So what is it that originally got you into oldies music and your style of singing?
First of all, I think my career is mostly built on luck, not not any particular song era. But I will tell you that just a quick answer to your question is my shows, my performing, my passion for music begins with the lyrics of the songs. And so primarily I've been focused on songs from the last century, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s. I hit a glass ceiling somewhere in the 70s, but there are still great songs being written. Interestingly, to your question, this particular show, Because of You, 50s Gold, is a tribute to the music that my parents listened to, that I heard around the house growing up. So it's very much a musical scrapbook about the kind of music that was underscoring my life as a child. And what I love about it is that there's wonderful optimism. There's still some great lyrics being written in the 50s, even though music, you know, was schisming into rock and roll. They still were writing some really rich and wonderful songs. And so this is a very sentimental show for me. The title, Because of You, is the song my parents called their song. They met in 1950 and they eloped to Las Vegas in 1952. And Tony Bennett's Because of You was the song. So it's, I sort of, you know, without that song, I don't know if I'd be here talking to you, so.
All right, so in my mind, I'm imagining a young Jeff sitting in front of the record player. He's got the vinyl record cover in hand. He's looking through the lyrics, listening along to the music. At least that's what's in my mind as you were describing that. So, like, what are some of the records that really stick out from your childhood that you believe influenced you?
The frothy, frivolous answer is we actually do a medley of some of the silly. You know, the 50s just had wonderful novelty songs. So you will hear some of the, you know, wackadoodle songs that were in my parents' record collection, like, you know, the Banana Boat song or Papa Loves Mambo. You know, we do a medley of just some of the silly songs. How much of that doggy in the window? I do a little bit of Tom Lehrer's The Elements because for some reason they had Tom Lehrer in their record collection. There's a little bit of Latin music, because Nat King Cole sang in Spanish, so there's a little of that. There's some Johnny Mathis. Songs that really shaped me, though, they loved the Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin and Tony Bennett. So there were, I guess, sort of the Rat Pack kind of songs are there. And then, of course, as I mentioned, there's the Tony Bennett, Because of You. And we also, in the Brownville Concert Series, we have a two-act presentation, I'm also able to tap into some of the Broadway music from the 50s that I loved. There are a couple of surprises in there, too. There's some movie songs. For instance, Doris Day's Secret Love is in the set.
And, you know, past those genres and generations, is there, you know, any kind of somewhat contemporary music that you're drawn to?
Yes, I'm so glad you asked. On June 17th, my first album in 17 years, it's been 17 years between albums, will be released worldwide by PS Classics, and it is a Stephen Sondheim songbook. So yes, it is still Broadway music. But Stephen Sondheim is someone who was writing up until he left us just last November. So this music does take me into the 70s and 80s and 90s. There's a song from his very last show that I saw in New York, Roadshow. So yes, I have an album coming out. It's with a full orchestra. I'm very excited about it. And in fact, just before I fly to Brownsville is when that album goes to press. So we are just now finishing the liner notes and the packaging for it. And it's just, it's a beautiful album and well worth the 17-year wait to have this wonderful opportunity to sing. I just adore Stephen Sondheim. He's, as a lyricist, you just really can't get any better, more insightful, more profound, more wise, more funny than his lyrics. So, yes, that's where I am as far as contemporary music goes.
Well, not to put any pressure on you, Jeff, but why did it take 17 years?
Well, let's just say the album, the Sondheim album, is called I Know Things Now. And my album 17 years ago was called Dancing in the Dark. So let's just say there was a darkness. not that I wasn't working, but let's just say I have gotten myself to a place. The fact of the matter is I'm sober now. I've been sober and in for the last 11 years. And so I have been able to rebuild my life in a way that is profoundly meaningful to me. One of the things about Brownsville that I love is my parents both came to Brownsville. I lost both my parents in the last 3 years. And so returning to Brownsville, which was a place we got to celebrate and enjoy together back in the 90s, with this particular show, which is a Valentine to my parents. And one of the gifts of the last 11 years of my sober life is that I really got to be with my parents and part of those last golden years together. They had their wits about them right to the very end, so I had them right to the end. And I just know what this particular show meant to them. And one of the best ways to keep them alive in my heart is to be singing this particular set of songs, because it does take me back, as you said, to me, sitting there with the record album covers, with listening to vinyl, some at 33 RPMs and some at 45 RPMs, but vinyl, and just remembering the wonderful set of values that they had. You know, they built their American dream in the 1950s, and I had to live with that furniture for 18 years. So they are very much a part of my DNA and my musical life. And that's what this weekend in Brownsville will be about. Perfect that it's the week after Mother's Day, too.
And because it's a week after Mother's Day, was that kind of a factor in the music selection?
It was a factor in the booking. Jan Chisholm Wright, who books the Brownsville Concert Hall. You know, this show has been postponed twice because of the pandemic. We were supposed to do it back in 2020, and they optimistically kept rescheduling it, but we are finally doing it. But Jan picked it specifically because of Mother's Day, and she thought wisely not to put it on Mother's Day weekend because everyone would have their own plans. But the weekend after, we're going to just keep the celebration of the festivities of parenthood and celebrating parents going for another weekend.
You mentioned the pandemic earlier, and there's something I kind of want to touch on, because this is kind of a notion that came to me at a film festival I went to recently, where one of the directors there was discussing how the pandemic shaped his creative output because he was stuck at home and he was having to do things differently than he ever has before creatively. So I'm curious, what kind of effect did the pandemic have on you creatively?
I am forever grateful to Zoom and another platform called Jamkazam, where I can actually rehearse with musicians in real time without latency in the feed. So unexpectedly, the pandemic became a very fertile time for me as a director. I also wear another hat where I direct other people's cabaret acts, nightclub acts. And I am at this very sweet spot right now where all these shows that I've been working on during lockdown are opening. Just last weekend, one opened. The week before that, a singer who opened her show in L.A. finally brought it to New York. So she had her New York debut of a show that we worked on. There are six shows in the shoot. I have one opening this Friday that we've worked on just virtually. So it's been rich, and you know, I'm really lucky that that I have this other body of work that's finally coming into the public eye. So that kept, that gave me meaning and purpose and things to show up for and passion, creative passion, all throughout the pandemic. I was very, very lucky.
So as a cabaret singer first, what kind of skills do you take away from that profession and apply to directing?
Ah, what a great question. The wonderful thing, directing has only come into my life in my sobriety. And the wonderful thing about recovery is that built into recovery is helping other people get sober just by guiding them with the tools that have helped you. And that is very much how I approach working with other singers. I'm not there to tell them what to do. I'm there to affirm what's already there and to guide them to make the choices are ultimately theirs, just like all of us make our own choices in life. But I'm hopefully a valued and trusted guide to help them make choices that let their light shine the brightest. And that informs me right back as a singer and performer, because I can't offer suggestions unless these are tools that I'm actively trying to employ in my work on stage as a performer. So it's this wonderful circular symbiotic relationship where I think I've become a better singer because I'm helping others become better singers. It's just lovely. The gift of giving back what has been given to me as a performer. I've had the wonderful work with fantastic directors in my life. The show that I'm doing at Brownville was directed by Sarah Louise Lazarus, who, you know, is a wonderful New York director. My Sondheim show was directed by Sandra Lee, who is a legendary Broadway performer. She's 91 years old and, you know, was in the original Hello, Dolly, the original Peter Pan. To work with her, I am just, every day is a masterclass. So I try to turn around and gift other singers with those tools that I'm privileged to be receiving. And it just keeps those tools all very fresh in my mind. So it's a wonderful time in my life right now to still be performing and to also be giving back to other singers. And yeah.
Is there any interest in maybe teaching on your end?
Well, yes, I do teach master classes, which sounds very lofty, but all it is a group of singers, usually it's about 10, who get up and perform a song for me, and I give them suggestions. The week just prior, well, next week, before I come to Brownville, Alex Rybeck, who will be with me in Brownville, he's been my music director for 39 years, which is an extraordinary gift. And I can't think of any other relationship I've had in my life, other than siblings, that's been longer than that. But he's been my musical partner for 39 years, and he and I will be in Chicago doing this show, Because of You, 50s Gold, at a club called Davenport's. And then we'll be part of the Cabaret Connexion, which is a Paris-Chicago exchange of singers and teachers, and we will be teaching two workshops on putting your show together, building your show, and trying to give back some of the tools that we use when we're building an entertainment together. So yes, teaching is definitely part of my curriculum.
It really sounds like at least from what I'm listening to, it sounds like there's no signs of slowing down for you. Is there any other creative outlets you're looking into or trying in the near future?
There's nothing per se at the moment. I'll just a sidebar. Another wonderful thing that happened during the pandemic, I direct the 5-time Tony and Emmy nominee, Tova Feldshuh. And during the pandemic, she was writing her memoir. And she, because I'm her director, she invited me into the virtual writing room. And so I've actually just had the experience of helping someone with their memoir that was published by Hachette and came out globally last April. So that would have been something I'm interested in, is writing. And I just had a wonderful experience doing helping with that. So I'm just making it up as I go along. You know, I really, things keep revealing themselves to me. And I just keep showing up and seeing what the next indicated right action is. So maybe something will plop in my lap that I'm not even imagining today. But if I can just keep doing what I'm doing, I'm a very, very grateful, lucky performer. To be doing what I love to do and making a living at it is a dream that I had back when I was listening to these vinyl records. I wanted to be one of them, one of those singers, and here I am.
I mean, it really sounds like you've gotten your second wind lately. And do you see yourself kind of in the same vein as other musicians like Willie Nelson or singers like Tony Bennett, who, you know, even in their twilight years are still going out there and performing?
My personal philosophy is if you're doing it right, there's no retirement age on what I'm doing, because I believe that what I bring onto the stage only gets richer and deeper with the gift of time. So hopefully, I mean, he's the perfect example as somebody who just, I mean, it was ever revelatory. He was astonishing that there's another singer out there named Marilyn May who's 94, and she's performing everywhere, and she's at the top of her game. So she's, you know, my pacer rabbit, my energizer bunny. That's the dream, is to just, you know, to still keep myself relevant and vital and keep working more meaningfully. This album that's about to come out called I Know Things Now, I couldn't have recorded it any earlier in my life. It is what I have gleaned from life, from, you know, being a 62-year-old man at this point, what it is that I have to say, how these songs illuminate my personal experience, and hopefully in a way that's universal. So, yada, yada, yada. Yes, I hope to keep going until I drop.
So you've played at Carnegie Hall as well as in Los Angeles and Chicago and a lot of huge venues. If anything, Brownville always has people from, you know, a varying array of different genres at the top of their game who have performed at, you know, some of the biggest venues in the world. And for, you know, next weekend, you'll be performing at something completely different, a very small, intimate venue, maybe couple hundred, 300 people or so, instead of, you know, tens of thousands. So, you know, my question is, and I usually ask every Brownville musician this, is what is it about Brownville that really, you know, sticks out to you and makes you enjoy being an artist?
It goes right hand in hand with what I love about the art form known as cabaret. To me, if you were to define cabaret as intimacy, it is creating a connection, or at least the illusion of a connection with your audience. And you know, in Carnegie Hall, it's pretty hard to really connect one-on-one with people. But in a venue like the Brownville Concert Hall, it's impossible not to connect with everybody. You can literally see every person in the room. And that's, to me, just magical. I mean, I think it goes back to something as primal as mother singing a lullaby to you. It's just to have somebody sing in that kind of setting. And Brownville's so unique. I just love the fact that, you know, the sign, now entering Brownville, population 150, and the seating capacity on a good day at the Brownville Concert Hall is less than that. So, I mean, it basically, you could fit the whole town into that hall. But it, you know, it's world-renowned, the Brownville Concert Series. They have artists from all over the world who come there. And Jim Keen, who created this series, had a vision that, I mean, it literally is the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. It's the most unassuming thing. He took this little church and brought it up to state-of-the-art. First, he transplanted it from Peru, Nebraska, to his backyard, which is the Muir House, the beautiful Gothic Victorian Muir House, which sits up on the hill. And then right in its backyard is this little church that's been repurposed as a concert hall. And when I started performing there in 1993 was my first performance there, they had a connection and affiliation with NET TV, the Nebraska Educational PBS, they would just pull up with a truck and plug in an eight-camera shoot. So I have three concerts that were televised on PBS from performances. No, I have two. I have two. I have a Christmas show, and I have with K.T. Sullivan and my 1959 Broadway songbook that were televised on PBS from performances at the Brownville Concert Hall. And the one with K.T. still pops up on random PBS networks. So it's a hugely special place. And the people are so lovely, and the town is so beautiful. I've been there in every season. So I know it's delight at Christmas time. I know it's wonderful in the spring and the fall and summer. It's just what I love about cabaret performances is the venues are unique, they're personal, and they're vivid. They're just you never forget being at the Brownville Concert Hall. It's just. On stage, off stage, everything about it is remarkably warm and intimate and personal. If you haven't been there, you must come because it's hugely affordable, and what you get in return is a one-off kind of experience that you won't find anywhere else. It's quite magical. And I'm also very lucky. I'm one of the people they've had back more than most. I think this will be my ninth or tenth appearance there in the past 30 years. So that's a pretty wonderful gift that Jim King gave me that keeps on giving.
All right. Those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, I don't think so. But if you listen to this interview and if you then come to see the show, please let me know that you heard about it here, because that's right after the show, we go right out and visit with the audience. So I am always intrigued to hear how people found their way to Brownville. And I really appreciate what you're doing, Jeremy, because this is how people hear about it. I'm certainly, when I'm singing this music, just know that my heart will really be filled with the memory of my parents sitting there in 1993 sharing that magical place together.
All right, good luck next weekend. Once again, that was cabaret singer Jeff Harner, who will be performing in Brownville, Nebraska next weekend as a part of the Brownville Concert Series. His show is called Because of You, 50s Gold. More information as well as tickets for all three shows are available at brownvilleconcertseries.org. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation right here on KXCV, KRNW.